Areena.
Tässä viimeisen viikon aikana mediassa on kovasti keskusteltu siitä, että miltä se Pelicansin tämän kauden tulevaisuus näyttää. Tämä suurin kiekkotehti amerikkalaispersona Ryan Lash on ilmoittanut olevansa lähtökuopissa, joten kysytään tätä asiaa nyt. Ryan Lash, good morning and welcome to our morning program.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Excited to chat with you on a Monday morning to get the week going.
So nice to hear. First time you came to Finland and Lahti about 10 years ago. Since that, you have spent lots of time here in Lahti. For example, your wife is coming from Lahti. How much you have learned Finnish language in these past years?
I think that I should know more than I do at this point, I think, in my life, especially with how long we've been together. It's just one of those situations where I'm not here too much, so it's harder to learn when I'm not here around the language and other people talking to me. But when I got here this summer, I really made a point to try to learn some more words, so I think I'm at like my best point that I ever been in my life. I downloaded an app and I started taking lessons from there. But now I'm slacking off a little bit, but I tried at least the first couple months when I first got here in July and August.
So you are not using Finnish language in your daily life?
No. But like, I can point out certain words and what they're talking about. Sometimes if I know the situation or the conversation topic.
And the basic phrase is hyvää huomenta, hyvää päivää, hyvää yötä.
Exactly. Yes, keep it simple. And then I find if I keep it simple, they're still excited that I'm trying, and I'm still trying to speak, a little Finnish at least at times.
Niin, kysyin Ryan Lashilta, kun hän 10 vuotta sitten tuli Suomeen ensimmäisen kerran. Sen jälkeen hän on viettänyt täällä aikaa. Hänen puolisonsa on muun muassa suomalainen ja Lahdesta, että kuinka paljon hän osaa suomen kieltä ja kuinka paljon hän sitä käyttää, niin totesi sillä tavalla, että pääasiallisesti operoi englanniksi ja sitten hallitsee nämä perinteiset hyvää huomenta, hyvää päivää ja niin poispäin.
Last week, more media reported that you are living away from Lahti during this season. What is the truth? Mm-hmm. Are you leaving or are you playing here in Lahti till end of season?
Yeah, I think like the whole plan when we started this was like that I wouldn't finish in Lahti, and there's still that chance where I don't finish in Lahti, and we're looking at all aspects, and you know, we have open dialogue with Leilu all the time, and I talk to him once a week, and we have open dialogue with the situation, so we all parties know where we stand, and that's just kind of how it is right now. And as far as the contract goes with Lahti, we're just taking it game by game, and that's what we've been doing. And, maybe if something comes more concrete later during the next couple of weeks, whether it's here or whether it's abroad, I'm not too sure. It's something that's going to have to eventually be discussed once we start heading into February for sure. Because even for myself, I'm looking for something that, a little more stable, and whether it's abroad, where that usually is kind of my first option, or whether it's here, I'm not too sure.
Niin, kysyin, kun viime viikolla monet tiedotusvälineet ovat uutisoineet, että Ryan Lash lähtee kesken kauden Lahdesta pois. Kysyin häneltä, että mikä on tilanne, niin hän kertoi, kuten hyvin tiedetään, että hän pelaa tämmöisellä pelikohtaisella sopimuksella ja käy tällä hetkellä neuvotteluja useamman eri tahon kanssa, että aika näyttää, mitä tässä käy. So, what would you want more? Do you want to stay or do you want to leave?
Well, that's a tough question, just because things are going so well here in Lahti. We have a really good team building, team chemistry, and guys are happy. Guys are excited about our game plan that we have. Tommy's brings great energy to coach, into our locker room. So it's a fun atmosphere to be around. And obviously, when you're having team success, you don't want to miss out on that too. But, like also I have to look at myself too and determine what the best route is for my career. So that is tough. It's not the easiest decision for sure. And that's something, like I said, that we're going to have to kind of examine in the next couple of weeks leading into February and find something that is stable. And like I said, if it is here, that's great. If there's something that can work out, but I think they know as well, because I mentioned it, and it's more of a play where I'd like to be abroad somewhere else. That was kind of the whole plan the whole time. So we'll see what happens there, and I guess that how it develops in the next couple weeks.
Niin, muutamia seuraavan viikon aikana selviää, että mitä tapahtuu, lähteekö hän vai jääkö hän tänne. Ja kuten kertoi tuossa, niin kovasti viihtyy täällä Lahdessa. Hyvin menee ja mukavaa joukkueessa on. Financial situation in teams around Europe are difficult in these times. So what is the main goal for you in your career, where you are going to Switzerland, back to Sweden, or maybe to Russia?
Yeah, that's something we've been trying to figure out. I think I've gotten some interest early on, and I still said no, just because I felt like it wasn't the right situation. I won't say where, but or any league, but I had some interest, a couple months ago, and just like I said before, like it's so fun atmosphere, like to be around, and we're winning, having good team success, and I just wasn't going to take anything. It has to be the right situation and the right team. Obviously, I want to be a part of a team that's going to have a chance to win and go far into the playoffs, and I think that's the biggest factor for me is being part of a winning team.
Kysyin, että kun taloudelliset tilanteet seuroissa eri puolilla Eurooppaa on vaikeat, että minne hän on sitten menossa, Sveitsiin, jossa hän on pelannut, tai takaisin Ruotsiin vai mahdollisesti Venäjällä, niin hän totesi siinä, että häntä kiinnostaa joukkue, jossa on mahdollisuudet voittaa.
So, do you believe or not that you have not possibilities to win something here in Lahti?
I mean, I think the team has put themselves in a good situation. When Tommy came in and guys really, really, really bought into his game system, and I think they like playing for him. And I think that showed the last 25 games or so. I mean, to say that we have a chance to win, I mean, I think there's 5, 6, 7 teams here that could, or at least 5, 6 teams in this league that can win. So it's tough to say that, especially when you get into April. There's a lot of things that can happen that go into the playoff run. If your goalie gets hot, if there's injuries, and how your special teams are looking. So it's tough to say, but I would say that at the start of the season, we put ourselves in a really good situation where we feel like we're strong and stable heading forward. And hopefully, that kind of success can continue. And obviously, there's ups and downs in the seasons too. So I think the biggest thing is just feeling good going into the playoffs and kind of getting better each day. And I think that's what we have done is get better each day and develop. That's the most important thing.
Niin, pitkästä vastauksesta huolimatta kysyin sillä tavalla, että eikö heillä ole mahdollisuus menestyä ja voittaa täällä Lahdessa, niin sieltä tuli sitten kaikkea mahdollista, mutta lyhyesti tiivistettynä hyvä joukkue on ja hyvät mahdollisuudet on.
So, how much offers you have on the table in this time around the Europe or from Russia?
Well, right now it's kind of just a little bit of period. I haven't heard too much going on. I think more teams are getting a little more serious as a playoff started approach, just to kind of finalize their solution as well. And I think that's something, like I said, we have to start looking for maybe something more stable, whether it's here or whether it's abroad. I don't know the situation, what's going to happen this week or next week, but I definitely know there's teams are going to probably want to start getting their roster together before playoffs, so I think there could be some opportunities elsewhere. But like I said, I don't know too much going into this week yet. We'll see what happens.
Niin, lähiviikot näyttää, kun kysyin, että kuinka monta sopimusta hänellä on pöydällä, niin sieltä tuli sitten kohtelias vastaus, että lähiviikot käytännössä näyttää sen, että mikä on tilanne.
So how do you see, what is the player market situation around the Europe at this moment? Do they need players? Of course do they need, but what is the situation?
Yeah, from what I've heard from friends and other people around the hockey world, and there's a lot of guys on the market as well, but at the same time, those guys haven't played hockey in 10 months too. So I feel like there's a little advantage that I had too as well, being able to play 25 games so far. And that's tough. Like I experienced, I didn't play for 8 months, and my first 6 games weren't the prettiest, you know. So that's definitely tough. I think that teams look at that too, if the guy's in shape and playing. But I definitely know there's a high supply of players out there that teams can pick from, and at times that can definitely make it tough.
Kyselin sitä, että mikä käsitys hänellä on siitä, että minkälainen on markkinatilanne eri puolilla Eurooppaa joukkueiden osalta, että tarvitaanko pelaajia, niin kohteliasti sieltä vastailtiin sitten, että totta kai joukkueet käytännössä vahvistavat tilannetta. So the last question I will ask you directly and straight. What would you want in this season? You want to leave or stay in Lahti?
Yeah, I mean that's a tough question, obviously, because we're having success here. But I think the big pitch for me is obviously to try to find something abroad, and that was like the game plan the whole long, and that was our open dialogue and communication with Leila was that I start the season here, and when something comes along in another league, that I go for that opportunity. But obviously, if that opportunity isn't there, then I have to look to see other alternatives as well. But I think that is the first priority, and keeping to the game plan and what Lalo and I discussed prior to the season was that format, and that's kind of, I feel like that's what we're sticking to. And if things change, then they do, but that's the route so far.
Niin, tilanteet muuttuvat, kun kyselin, että onko hän nyt lähtemässä vai onko hän jäämässä, niin kohteliaasti sillä vastattiin, että lähiviikot näyttävät. So we are staying to wait your choice, and in these few weeks we will see what would happen. So thank you for this interview, and have a nice week for you and your team.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and hopefully we get a couple more wins this week. It's going to be tough, so thanks for having me. Have a good one.